Marco Werman here with The World. Mexican singers have gotten wealthy writing songs for drug barons, the so-called narco corridos, so why shouldn't any other drug baron merchandise be a hot seller? When drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was recaptured by police last month, he already had folklore status. The merchandising of that status was bound to follow. And yes, there have been lots of El Chapo t-shirts and piñatas and pajamas, but not authorized by El Chapo himself. Now comes word that his daughter has been given the approval to legally use her father's name to sell stuff. Simeon Tagle with our partner Global Post is here to tell us more. So Guzman's daughter, Alejandrina Guzman, what is she allowed to sell now?
So she managed to get the term El Chapo trademarked to sell four different lines of products, and that's going to include jewelry, watches, leather products, fake leather products, luggage toys, and even Christmas tree lights.
Christmas tree lights. Wow, what are those going to look like?
I would guess pretty gaudy.
So the trademark office, the patent trademark office in Mexico, apparently denied requests from 20 other family members to register El Chapo, the nickname. Why did it give in to the daughter?
Well, that's a good question. And there were a total of 24 different requests for trademarks from members of El Chapo's family. And they're all for all kinds of different variations of his name. El Chapo Guzman, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, El Chapito Guzman, Don Chapo Guzman. And 20 of them over a period of several years got turned down. But four of them, all for the name El Chapo, which means shorty, by the way, in Mexican Spanish, were approved.
Do you know if there was any hesitation to use the name El Chapo to sell stuff?
Well, the process seems to be pretty opaque. We don't actually know why they were approved. But what is really curious is that the ones that were turned down, reasoning was given that it would be, quote unquote, contrary to morals and good customs, and also that it would have violated Mexico's law of industrial property, which prohibits the trademarking or patenting of aliases or nicknames of anyone who's wanted by law enforcement in Mexico.
So since early January, Simeon, when El Chapo was captured, have you noticed kind of a rise in El Chapo swag around Mexico City?
Yes, it's a booming industry. There's all kinds of El Chapo products, T-shirts all over the place, even piñatas. There are counterfeit goods of all kinds of brands, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, everywhere. So I'm really wondering whether trademarking El Chapo is going to actually make any money for his family members.
You know, we can chuckle about an El Chapo piñata all we want, Simeon, but El Chapo is responsible for horrific, violent stuff. What does it say that people are willing to shell out good money for T-shirts, for piñatas with El Chapo's face and name?
Well, that's true. I mean, we perhaps shouldn't take this too seriously. A lot of it is humor. But of course, yeah, El Chapo has been implicated in hundreds, maybe even thousands of murders. Extremely brutal individual. And I'm sure some people who might want to buy the official El Chapo products would really regard it as having some form of cachet, the way, you know, you wear any other branded clothing. So it definitely says something a little bit worrying about one sector of society.
A new low for irony, perhaps. Simeon Tagle with our partner Global Post, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.